Welcome to the Awakening Podcast Network. Get ready for an inspiring audio from this cutting-edge voice. You can find more podcasts at awakeningpodcasts.com.
You want to go deeper? Get equipped to overcome and walk in God's purpose for your life at Awakening House of Prayer's online campus. You'll experience an online family, preaching, teaching, and prophetic impartation for victorious living. We have over 1,000 members online, hungry for what God is saying and doing in the earth. Visit ahop.online today and join our family. AHOP TV empowers believers with spirit-inspired messages and strategic equipping that accelerates your spiritual growth. You can subscribe to stream weekly content from Awakening House of Prayer, conferences, and other exclusive content to stir your hunger and encourage your heart. Visit us online at ahop.tv.
Welcome today to Women on the Rise. My name is Michelle Burkett, and I am the director of Patricia King's Women in Ministry Network. And today I have the great joy to have Anna Werner with us sitting in for Patricia. Patricia will be back later. But today Anna is here, and Anna, you are a seer, a prophetess, A teacher, a trainer, a missionary, author. You've written two books. One's coming out in September, right? Mm-hmm. It was written with Larry Sparks.
Yes.
And that was on the greater glory, accessing the greater glory. And then you've also got a book called Seeing Beyond the Veil. Is that, did I get that title
Behind
right?
the Veil.
Behind the Veil,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and Anna, I love your heart. I love the purity of your heart. I love the love that you have for the Lord, and how that is infused into everything that you present and say. And it's obvious that your ministry comes from a beautiful place of intimacy with them, which is what we all want to have. So thank you for being with us today. And, you know, for years, we've had the prophecy, arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Arise, shine, arise, shine. And we are in a day where it is a day of that illumination. Mm-hmm. And I know you really have in your heart for women to do exactly that, to really step up and into their places of ministry.
Yes. Especially women, those of us who possibly have had offense or something go wrong in past tense with ministry. And so the Lord showed me this recently, that there's many of us who have had, we have a calling on our lives. Either we're prophets, seers, you know, pastors, wherever God is calling you. But something occurred in the past with ministry and it didn't go well, you know. And because of that, we've put our calling on the shelf and left it there and run almost away. I saw this mass movement of women actually running away from what God's calling them to do because of past pain and wounds, and just saying, well, maybe that wasn't for me, you know? And that's just the enemy's voice almost coming in and bringing a lie.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then we get confused about, well, God, but it didn't work out the way I thought it was, or this person hurt me that was over me in authority. And because of that, now I'm afraid to step back out into what God's called me to do. Mm-hmm. I was a missionary, Michelle, in Nepal, my husband, me, and we'll never forget this. One night we went to preach the gospel and we set up this film, you know, and in the middle of the dirt, and they used this megaphone, and it was pitch dark, like in that it's dark, like there's no light, right? Because we're surrounded by the Himalayan, the mountains. They set up this megaphone and they said, come see the movie, you know, in the Nepali language. I thought, this is an interesting way to promote an event. And I'm thinking, is this going to work, God? But then we looked up into this black mountains, you know, and we saw all these lights, like all over the mountain, pop up, and then we started seeing them come down in a
wow.
line, and it was like hundreds of lights coming towards us. And I thought, wow, there's like 10 of us and all of those, like, you know, but that, and what it was is their torches were lit up and they were coming towards the event. And that image the Lord re-brought up for me recently, and he said, Anna, call people back out of the caves. Mm-hmm. Many of us are in a cave almost, seers and prophets and ministers that have had wounding and pain in our background. And so we're in this cave right now, and we've set it aside and we've said, but God, right now he's saying, it's all hands on deck. Come back up, rise up. You can do this. Let's move past our pain now. Get healing. Mm-hmm. We need to be people that are grounded in the Word of God and get healed and take care of our soul stuff and really get grounded in His love, right? But call us back out and not just set it aside.
Really, really good. And Anna, I know that there are women who are watching today that they have done just that. They have set aside their call. They've set aside their mantle, their assignment, because of an event that has happened, of pain that has come in, of not being understood. Perhaps you've had a ministry that has been outside the box of what has been our church. and so it was misunderstood, or perhaps it threatened someone. And those things went into your heart and have caused a wound that have caused you to do just what Anna has talked about and set it aside. And Lord, we just speak to those hearts today. God, I pray that your oil goes into every one of those places of woundedness, and that you bring the refreshing of that anointing into their lives. And Lord, that they are being called out now, because today is the day when they must take their position and stand where you've called and placed them. Lord, I thank you for the healing that you're pouring into their life right now. And Lord, that any place where it's been about people, that, Lord, that the eyes are redirected back to you. Mm-hmm. And it's about you, God, and that we're willing to lay down everything for you. Thank you. With that, you know, when you have been so hurt, there's a big obstacle of fear that has to be overcome in order to get back in the race,
right?
You know, and not sitting on the sidelines anymore. And so how would you instruct our women to overcome that obstacle of fear?
I think it's important, because often when we have fear, we can become isolated in it. It's so important that as you step back out, you align yourself with proper, or better, I should say, covering. Is really important, so that you step back out and you say, okay, I have this calling. I've got this vision. Now, take it before somebody you trust and you love and say, what do you think about this? Would you speak into my life? Be willing to be vulnerable and you know, align yourself with somebody who can mentor you and speak into you. That way you're not just on your own again.
Right.
Like, you know, opening yourself to be targeted. But as well, I just encourage people that don't hide behind an excuse. That was such an important thing for me, because I had something happen one time and ministry didn't work out the way I thought it would. And then
it often doesn't.
It doesn't, right? And then and then the next time God asked me to do something similar to what I had done before, I went, well, it didn't work before, you know? And so I was like, well, I don't know, God, if this is really you. And then the Lord really convicted me, and he said, Anna, you're hiding behind an excuse right now that, you know, you hear my voice with clarity. I actually feel to say that to somebody who's watching this right now, because of what's happened in the past, there's been some kind of a lie that you cannot hear the voice of the Lord with clarity. And I speak to you right now. You hear him with clarity. You have heard a vision. You have a vision or a purpose that the Lord has said, this is what I've called you to do. Now, it might look different in this season than it did in the previous ones, because often things change as, you know, things in our life change, and God's, but you still have a purpose. God still has a plan and a vision for your life, and you are not called to be sitting in a cave just dwelling on the things of the past. It is time to rise up. So have courage. Mm. It takes immense courage, doesn't it?
It
to
does.
Risk it again and say, God,
yeah.
I'm going to do this,
yes.
God. I mean, it takes courage. And I just want to pray for you. Mm. Just the impartation of courage right now. Courage to rise up and step back into the calling that the Lord has placed in your life.
I'm also hearing where there are women who are saying it's just too late. And that, again, that is a lie from the enemy that he would really love for you to continue to believe. It is not too late for you. Today is your day. Today is your day to lay hold again and to rise up and to shine, because your glory has come today. So, you know, there's just so many lies that we have a tendency to cow down to, you know, and those lies bring fear to us. They bring to us an image of God even that is so much smaller than the reality of who God is, you know, and God is bigger than all the voices. Even in labels that maybe have been placed on women, you know, that have wanted to relegate them to a certain function or a certain place, or have said, you know, because someone hasn't understood their call, that it's bad, that it's not right, or as you said, you know, they don't see or they're not hearing correctly.
Right.
And God is able to redeem all of those places. God wants to redeem all of those places. And I love that picture, Anna, of all of those lights that just begin to illuminate and begin to come out of the darkness, and the women emerging in this hour and coming alongside and standing with men and coming alongside and saying, this is the hour and this is the day of the Lord, and prepare the way for that.
Amen.
So
Amen.
Good. Yeah.
Amen. Have courage.
Have courage.
Have courage.
God is bigger than anything we face.
Yeah. I just hear, pick it back up.
Pick it back up.
Pick it back up.
Yeah.
Whatever it is you've set aside and said, maybe it's not for now, or forgotten dreams, things that you've had in your heart all this time. I just hear the Lord saying, pick it back up. Have courage. And also just say no to fear. I know that sounds simple, but sometimes I think it's a daily choice.
Absolutely.
Like, we can pray for deliverance, but then it's like, okay, no, is this fear or faith right now speaking into me? Okay, I'm going to choose faith.
Right.
Sometimes we got to really, you know, do that and then move forward. There's forward momentum, I think, the Lord also. Like, when I saw those lights coming down, it was coming towards something. So there was a momentum.
Yes.
So God wants you to be unstuck. He wants you to have momentum and moving towards that purpose, that destiny that He has for you.
Agreed.
Yeah.
I've seen picture in the spirit of this being the season of gaining that momentum again, and like where there hasn't been traction, that put your foot back on the track, because the traction is there, and to begin to move. And then what I'm seeing is, as the momentum is building and that traction is there, that coming is a train. And it's like a train on fire that is just this huge glory train that cannot be stopped. And we want to all be part of that.
Yeah, come on. Yeah.
So it's a glorious day that we're living. And Anna, you mentioned about, you know, women not having places that they are able to be covered, where they're even being celebrated, they're supported. And if that is you, or even if you have those other places, but you would like to have further covering, you would like to have more support, you would like to have the congregation and the tribe of women who are also in ministry to come alongside of you and walk with you, then you need to join Patricia King's Women in Ministry Network. And for more information on that, go to patriciaking.com, and there is a tab at the top that is Women in Ministry Network, and is an application process that just in order for us to begin to get to know who you are, so that we can celebrate you, support you, cover you with an awesome covering of apostles in the body of Christ today. We hope to see you there soon. And Anna, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks
and for speaking and for being a champion of what God is doing in this earth. And I do have a decree to end on today. Like Jesus, you have been anointed with the Holy Spirit and with power. You will go and preach, saying the kingdom of heaven is at hand. You will heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead. The Lord gives you boldness to speak his word. He stretches out his hand toward you to heal, that signs and wonders may be done through the name of Jesus Christ. His Spirit has been poured out upon you, and you will prophesy. Thank you for being with us. Thank you, Anna, for being with us. And we love you, and we will see you next time.
This has been a production of the Awakening Podcast Network. Jennifer LeClaire is the founder and owner of APN. Our heart is to inspire people and exalt Jesus with every broadcast. We're grateful for our advertisers and supporters that make these podcasts possible.